Good morning. It's good to be here once again, and having been away for a little while, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for today. This is our Christmas message 2020, and I want to also thank the church leaders who in the last month they have kept hold and strong this church whilst we've been away to take a break. We also want to thank the Watchmen group, our prayer team, and House of Peace team, our children's team, and all those in various ministries in our church, the worship team, and everyone who has contributed to make church viable in these difficult times. I want to say thank you, and God richly bless you. My name is Pastor Gideon Nash, and today I want to talk to you about the subject, the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas is an occasion that we spend, it's an occasion that we celebrate every year, and we look forward to it, and soon after it's gone, we forget all about it. So it's very important that today we just look at the true meaning of Christmas, so that it will help us. It's a message that I want to start and develop it, and next week we'll get even a little bit deeper as to the significance of it, so that it will prepare us into the coming year 2021. Hey, today we are in a good place. In spite of anything that is going on around us, we are in a good place. We thank God for Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas. I'll focus on a few texts in the Bible. And as I said earlier on, we'll progress this next week. So first, I want you to take your Bibles and look at Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. Luke chapter 2 is a passage that I would like you to look at when you go home. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" A Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now, God is with us. Christmas is to tell us that God is with us. And it's important that we appreciate this, that God wants to be with ordinary people like you and me. God wants to be where you are and where I am. God wants to be closer to us. So Christmas is to remind us that God wants to be closer to us. At the time that Jesus Christ came here on earth, in Bethlehem, the situation in the world at the time was no different. People were discouraged. People were afraid. People had given up. People were falling away from the faith. And people were just crying for a Savior. And Jesus Christ was born. And when he came, he wanted to enter every home, to give hope to every home. So today, if you are thinking about Christmas, I want to remind you that God wants to enter every home and every life to let you know that he is with you. God wants to be where you are so that you can relate to him and you can relate to him. So this Christmas, I just want you to understand that even as the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." In our nation, United Kingdom, right now, I was reading today that after Christmas, the whole nations are going to be in a lockdown again. This is frustrating. This is to create anxiety. Be it unintentional or intentional, it makes people anxious. With this lockdown, people are losing jobs, businesses are going to the wall, People are getting discouraged, confused sometimes. And people who have faith are giving up because their focus is shifting. And that is what the enemy wants in times like this. But God is with us. The true meaning of Christmas, that Christmas is coming. Homes will be decorated this Christmas. And Christmas lights will be everywhere, just like you can see behind me. Beautiful light. I thank the Lord for my beautiful daughters who put it together. And people will go out of their way to celebrate it by inviting family and friends to join them in sharing delicious meals and exchange of gifts. Yes, the rules now is that not many people can gather, but nonetheless, some of you can gather. The essence of Christmas and the true meaning also is to exchange of gifts. But after the celebrations are over, for many people, life will return to being empty and void. Why? Because they forgot to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. They forgot to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. And the only reason why you and me ought to be celebrating Christmas is the reason that God has sent Jesus Christ to be with us. So Jesus Christ should be a reason for our celebration. When we take him out, as soon as the seasons are over, there is emptiness and void, and we are looking for the next thing to happen. But who is this Jesus that needs to be at the center of our celebrations? Who is this Jesus that needs to be at the center of our celebrations? When you read the whole of Luke chapter 2, you hear a beautiful story there. There we will see that Jesus is our Savior, who was born in the city of David. And when we're talking about a Savior, we are talking about someone who is going to bring the Lord's salvation. That is God's salvation. In fact, in Luke chapter 2, we see Zechariah talking about it, that this man is going to bring the Lord's salvation. Even when John the Baptist when the angel was prophesying or giving a message about John the Baptist, he said that he will be a herald to Jesus Christ and he will bring the Lord's salvation because he will reconcile our hearts to God and preach the message of repentance. Elizabeth thanked God when she became pregnant for God's salvation when she saw Mary visited her. And Simeon, the prophet at the time when Jesus Christ was taken to the temple to be dedicated, he thanked God for God's salvation because Jesus Christ is the Savior of his people from their sins. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, it reads like this, "And Mary," meaning she, "will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The angel at the time was talking to Mary's husband, who was Joseph at the time. And he said, "Your wife will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." What is Savior? Who is a Savior? And what is the Lord's salvation, God's salvation to mankind this Christmas? Christmas, it's about God's salvation to mankind. Salvation means to shield and to rescue us from anything which will otherwise harm us. So in these difficult times that you and me are worried about the virus, and some are dying, some we know, some are yet to be buried, even in times like this, we are thinking, "Oh God, can we even celebrate Christmas?" Yes, you can. You can celebrate Christmas because if you focus on Jesus at the center of your celebrations, then you are bringing the Lord's salvation into your home and into your family to shield and to rescue you from anything which will otherwise harm you. You go through this Christmas celebration and you come out good. That is what Scripture tells us. And I just want to remind you that this Jesus, according to John chapter 14, verse 6, So Jesus tells us who he is. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Now I want to read from the Amplified Version. He said that I am the only way to God, and the real truth, and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. That's the Amplified Version of John chapter 14, verse 6. So without Jesus at the center of our lives and of our celebration this Christmas, life is empty. We will not see the Lord's salvation. And Christmas and its true meaning is about the Lord's salvation, Jesus being the only way, the truth, and the life. At this time, people don't seem to see it, but I thank God that those of you listening to me right now, you see that Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Who is he? He is the only way. Because of our sin, we have fallen short of the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 will tell us. Sin separates us from God. And the only way to return to him is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the only way we have to reunite with God the Father. He is the only way that will help us to get back to God, to be reunited with God in all that we do. He is the only way. Jesus is the real truth. He is the real truth. Underline the word real truth. In other words, Jesus is the highest level of reality that exists. At the moment, many people have various views about the COVID virus. Some say the vaccine is, it sucks with, the devil's name and the devil's number 666. Some say that it sucks with, aborted fetuses. All sorts of things going on. Some say it's all a sham. Some say it's a lie. The virus is not true. Whatever it is, I don't know the truth about this. But I just want you to know the real truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the highest level of reality that exists. He is real. As we go through life, we will be confronted by conflicting facts that will seek to steer us away from life we should have in Jesus Christ. At the moment, because there's so much, stories on the internet, so much stories on the radio, on the television, in the media, and in all the social media, we become confused, and none of these stories fix our eyes on Jesus. So as we are entering Christmas, we can see that our minds are far away from Christmas. We are thinking about the food. We are thinking about the fun and the parties, maybe the eatings and the gifts that we are going to give. But that is not what Christmas is all about. But knowing that Jesus Christ never changes, because he is the same yesterday, he's the same today and forever, he keeps us rooted in the real truth. If our eyes are fixed on him, and if our eyes are fixed on the real truth of his sovereignty, Jesus is the real life. In John chapter 5, verse 26, it says that the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. In other words, Jesus is the real life. He is self-existent, as God the Father is self-existent. Therefore, when Jesus is Lord of your life and my life, his life, the life of God, will dwell in us. That is the reason why he is in this world, to come and dwell with us, to come and tabernacle with us, to come and be closer to us, to come and be part of our reality and our lives, to remove the fear, to remove the anxiety, to remove the panic, to remove the hopelessness, and to remove anything that depresses us to want to make us give up. Jesus Christ came this Christmas to bring that kind of meaning, a meaningful life to us. Without Jesus, life is meaningless and void. But in him, we have hope, we have purpose, and a restored relationship with God, who is our Father. So in what spirit should we worship Jesus Christ and celebrate Christmas? In what spirit should we do that? Shall we look at Matthew chapter 2 verse 11? Matthew chapter 2 verse 11. It says, when the wise men had come into the house, they saw the young child Jesus with his mother, and they fell, meaning the wise men, they fell and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him. Gifts of gold, gift of frankincense, and gift of myrrh. From Matthew chapter 2 verse 11. The word of God declares that when the wise men entered the house and saw Jesus in the manger, they fell down. That means they fell down in reverence. They worshipped him, and with a spirit of giving. That's the reason why in this time of Christmas, lots of people exchange gifts and they give to each other. The spirit of giving is released during this Christmas time. So Christmas, its true meaning is also about God giving us his very best, and therefore unleashing the spirit of giving and generosity in our lives, in our homes, and in our families, in our relationship. This Christmas, Jesus is not the guest, but the host of our celebrations. He should not be the guest, but he should be the host of our celebrations. Let us therefore fall before his presence and worship him in the spirit of giving. Sadly enough, most of our giving is given to our friends, our families, our children, our relatives, and people around us. Some people get to death just as a result of giving and giving and giving. It's a good thing, I don't knock it, but actually the giving is to God. As you can see, the wise men, or the magi if you want to call them, they gave to Jesus Christ the Lord. So if we have something to thank God for the great salvation he's given us, protecting us from this virus, protecting us the whole of 2020, and being with us in the midst of all these things, then any gift that we have to leverage it to God. That is what the true meaning of Christmas is about. So how should we worship Jesus this Christmas? If I am talking to you this way, how should we worship Jesus this Christmas? Now, we see that the wise men worship Jesus with three gifts, each representing an aspect of who Jesus is. An aspect of who Jesus is. They gave gold, which symbolizes his royalty. They worship him as King and Lord of the universe. So this Christmas, for Christmas to be meaningful, you have to think about what will you give to God. You have to worship him as King and Lord of your life and Lord of the universe. They also gave incense, which symbolizes worship. They recognize him as God. The magi, the wise men, recognize Jesus as somebody to be worshipped, and therefore they recognize him as God. Thirdly, we have to also, as we recognize him as God, we also have to give to him, just like the magi did, give to him myrrh. That means physically we don't have to go to the market or the shop to look for myrrh and give, but then the myrrh symbolizes suffering, right? Now, it symbolizes suffering. This gift represents the future, your future, what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you, or what he will come to do for you. He came to symbolize your future. The sickness that will come upon you, he took upon himself. Isaiah 53 tells us that. The curse that is supposed to come upon you, Galatians 3 tells us that he took it upon himself. I mean, all the despising, when people reject you and people make you look so small and people look down on you, Jesus took it upon himself. So all that you first, now and the future, the suffering and the victories, Jesus Christ took upon himself. Even your sicknesses, he took it upon himself. And for that reason, We have to look to Jesus Christ this Christmas and know that He is our Lord. He needs to be worshipped, and therefore our future belongs to Him. God the Son will suffer and die on the cross. That is what the mirror is saying. So everyone who believes in Jesus Christ and invites Him into his or her life and her heart will never die but have eternal life in Him. Because John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever should believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Death physically may come to you. But then, when death comes, you have a living hope. Now, this Christmas should be a defining moment for you and me, for us to begin to think about our lives as to where it is going, what is going to happen to us if death were to come to us. This is the time to prepare yourselves. This year, we have known, I have known, I have seen, I have buried, and we want yet to be buried. I mean, soon. We have seen people we love die in our lives. But were they prepared for death? And if they were not prepared for death, then they will not live forever. They will go to hell. If they were prepared for death, then they will go to the bosom of the Father if death were to come to them. No one knows when death will come. With this virus and pandemic around, most people are looking forward to death. I am not. And you shouldn't if your faith is in Jesus Christ. Because for me, if death comes, I'll be in the arms of the Lord. And if death does not come, then one day I will rise up and Jesus Christ will be caught up in the air with Jesus Christ. That's what we call rapture. We'll mention that next week in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you invite Jesus into your heart and give your life to Him, then you will never die but have eternal life. Christmas is a time together with our families and friends and celebrate our King and our Lord and our Savior, who was born to reign and to demonstrate His endless love for us through His sacrifice on the cross. So this Christmas, are you going to celebrate Jesus Christ as your King and as your Lord? Do you know Him? If you don't know Him, then I just want you to know your Christmas is meaningless. It's just another form of celebration which makes you happy for a moment, and soon after you see that you are empty. And we want to move away from the emptiness. I mean, most people tell you that as soon as Christmas goes, there's nothing again. And for the shop, as soon as Christmas is over, the next thing is what? They want to do sales. Everything, the shrine goes away because there's no meaning to it. So today, I want to know the true meaning of Christmas is to worship Jesus Christ as King and as your Lord and as your God. If you don't know Him, today is an opportunity for you to say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and save me and turn my life around. When we approach the throne of grace with praise and worship and thanksgiving, He will release blessings over our lives. Together, let us remind our generation to worship and honor Jesus Christ. He is the only way to God, and He is the real truth to God, and He is the real life. This Christmas, this season, I want you to take Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as your King, and bow your knee to Him and worship Him forevermore. He is the true message of Christmas. And today it is my prayer that before you go home, you will say a prayer to God and say, God, you know what? I have walked the whole of this year either in fear or panic, or in hopelessness or giving up, or in depression or oppression, and it hasn't benefited me. I have walked the whole of this year in sin, and sin has a wage. That means there is a consequence for it. And sin will actually make us come to face the judgment of God. And that is non-negotiable. And I pray that you'll be able to prepare yourself right now going into this Christmas, so that during this Christmas, Jesus Christ will be the center of your celebration, will be the center of your homes, and will be the center of all that you will do. Now, before I finish this message, I would like us to respond to it. I would like us to pray. And I would like us to look to God and speak to Him so that this Christmas will be meaningful to us. Today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I am sorry that all this while I haven't taken you serious in my life. Today I know, and I've come to understand, because I've heard it clearly, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And anyone who comes to God through you will have eternal life. Today I pray and I ask that you forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I invite the Holy Spirit to come and live in me, that if I die and I open my eyes, I'll find myself in the arms of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this gift. Amen. Now I want you to pray this prayer with me. I want you to pray, search yourself, look at yourself, and ask yourself, how have you fared this year? How did you do this year? From January up to December, what is your relationship with Jesus Christ like? Is he your Lord? Is he your King? Are you close to him? Do you hear his voice? If not, then I would like you to pray and say, God, I want to repent before you. And I want to. Repent means I'm sorry that I haven't done well. And I want you to come into my life to bring times of refreshing, to start again. So this Christmas, I will celebrate it with a true meaning of worshiping you as my Lord and my King. I want you to pray for yourself right now. I give you a few seconds to do so. I pray for you now. Father God, I thank you for your church. And I thank you for your sons and daughters. I thank you for anyone who is listening to me right now. And I pray, O God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Anything that has distracted your people, that has wearied your people, that has caused some to fail and some to walk away from your presence, some even haven't walked away from this house. Father God, I pray that you forgive your sons and daughters and set your people free according to the power of the cross of Jesus. Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will set your people free and leverage their minds towards you, that this Christmas will be a time of celebrating you, not celebrating the virus and the pandemic that is around us. For you are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, bring your salvation into every home today. And bring your salvation into our lives. And even as we celebrate this Christmas, let us know that the Lord alone is our Savior. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And today, before you go home, as our service leader comes, I want you to think about this, what the Magi, the wise men, did. They gave gifts to the Lord. So I want to inspire you to do as they did, to sow a special love offering in honor of his birth as King, as Lord, and Savior in your life. You are sowing this seed that in the coming days and months and year, Jesus will be your Lord, will be your King, and will be your Savior. Hey, God bless you, and we'll continue this message next week. Amen.